You've heard the saying, one person's trash is another's treasure. Well, in Charlotte, North Carolina, they're taking that very seriously. The average passenger at the airport there generates a half pound of garbage, and officials are trying to turn more of that waste into cash. Lots of airports recycle, some even compost. But as Julie Rose of member station WFAE reports, Douglas International is the first to compost using worms.
Before the worms get a whack at the airport waste, there's some human work required.
You see it coming down off the cascade up there.
25 tons of trash a day tumble onto a conveyor belt under the supervision of Charlotte Airport housekeeping manager Bob Lucas.
What that does is it gives it like a waterfall effect, so it spreads it out on the belt a little bit more.
A dozen employees pluck out recyclables so passengers don't have to do the sorting in the terminal.
Cardboard, you've got a designated person here for aluminum, plastic. Clothes and cups were the two biggest shocks.
Clothes?
A passenger goes to the ticket counter and they find out their bag's 2 pounds overweight. Versus paying the additional fee, they'll throw a shirt or two away.
Lucas got some ladies from a local church to launder the clothes and donate them to charity. The cup conundrum has been tougher to solve. A bin next to the conveyor belt is piled high with those clear plastic cups you get with your soda on the plane. Lucas says a flight attendant will use a couple out of a package and throw the rest away, unused.
It's probably airline standard, but we're trying to work with them. To me, that's a big waste.
In the 4 months since this operation got underway, trash going from the Charlotte airport to the landfill is down an impressive 70%. Recyclables are crushed, baled, and sold for cash. The organic stuff, waste from airport restaurants, food scraps off planes, and the half-eaten Cinnabon you toss out, mixes in a big tank for a few days to start the composting process. Then it's time for the stars of this show.
There's the workers.
Lucas digs his fingers into the top layer of a 50-foot-long composting bin.
1.9 million of them.
They're special kind of worms?
They are your backyard red wigglers.
About 3 inches long, a quarter inch around, and hungry. Really hungry.
They eat half their weight a day.
I have not heard of another airport that does that.
And for good reason, says Catherine Preston. She's Environmental Affairs Director for Airports Council International North America. First of all, recycling and worm composting takes space many airports don't have. Plus, worms are finicky, and as Lucas recently learned, prone to crawling out en masse when the barometric pressure changes. Imagine his panicked call to the guy who sold him the worms.
First thing I told him, I said, they're trying to leave. He said, get a light and stick under the bed. And they just turn around and go back in. And they're happy.
Light on, crisis averted. If Lucas can keep the worms happy, they'll soon be producing enough nutrient-rich castings to fertilize all of the airport's flower beds and shrubs.
Castings is worm poop.
Worm poop. Go ahead and giggle. Charlotte officials sure did, as they debated the $1.2 million it cost to launch the program. But they're not laughing now. The airport expects to be making money off its trash in 5 years. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.